So let's review. The Mishnah said that the schach must be ein mekabel tuma v'gedulim in the aretz. The Gemara in the previous daf rejected two possible sources and now continues with the two accepted sources for this halacha. Ki asa rav and amar b'yechon amar kra b'aspacha migarantcha miyukfecha b'psailus gar miyakav akas medaber. The pasuk in its entirety reads as follows: Chag basuka is taslocha shibas yamim b'aspacha migarantcha miyukfecha. The schach must come from the refuse of the harvest, which you gather from your threshing floor and your wine vat, which cannot become tamei and grows from the ground. The Gemara adds that from migarncha v'lo garen atzmoi, mikvecha v'lo yekav atzmoi. We know that it is not referring to the produce itself, the grain or grapes, which are mekabel tuma, but to their psoilus, which is not mekabel tuma. Rav Chisda cites as a source a pasuk in Sefer Nechemia: Tzuhu hahar v'viu ali zayis v'ali eitz, Shemen, v'ali hadis, v'ali tamar, v'ali etz avis, which lists various types of leaves to be used as schach, which are all ein mekabel tuma v'gedulim in the arts. Zok the Mishnah, chavili kash v'chavili etzim v'chavili zradin ein mesachim mehen. Bundles of straw, wood, and cane cannot be used for schach. V'kulan she'etirin k'sheris, if the bundles were untied, they can be used. The Mishnah concludes, v'kulan k'sheris l'tfanis, all schach pasul, invalid schach, are valid for the walls of a sukkah. Rashi explains, the chol sukkah hakos of schach mashma. The word sukkah in the Torah refers to the schach. The Gemara explains, using bundles as schach can be problematic in two situations. In the case of our Mishnah, chavile kash v'chavile etzim v'chavile zradin e mesachim mehen, he places the bundles on the sukkah l'shem schach. This is kasher midiraisa, but pasul midirabana mishum gezeras oitzim, because he might also use bundles in the case of pa'am sha'adim ba'min asadeb arv, if he placed the bundle on top of the sukkah for it to dry, it is possible midiraisa, because it was not done l'shem tzel, to create shade. Even if he then has in mind for it to serve as schach, it remains possible midiraisa, because of tasav leminasi, you shall make it and not use something which is already made. The sukkah must be made initially in a way that it's kosher, vowed to fulfill the mitzvah. If it was made possible in an invalid way and then fixed, it remains possible, unless of course he is mananea, he lifts it and puts it down again, which is a new asiyah. The Gemara cites the Mishnah later in Daf Tezvav Med Aleph. Hachaitid begadish las le sukkah ain a sukkah. If someone hollowed out a haystack to create a sukkah, it's not a valid sukkah. This is possible midiraisa because of tasav lemon asa. However, if he was mananea, it's kosher, and the rabbana were not gezer for it to be possible midirabbana. The Gemara proceeds with other types of schach, which are invalid because they are makabel tuma, and first discusses arrows which were made of two pieces, a metal arrowhead and a wooden shaft. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Sacha bechitzin zecharim ksheira, but the cave is psula. If you use the wooden shafts for schach, it depends. If they are male, they're kosher because they have no base kibul and are therefore not makabel tuma. The chiddush is that we're not geizer zecharim otu nekeves. If they're female, they're pasul because they do have a receptacle and are therefore mekabel tuma. The chiddush is that even a base kibul ha'asu l'malis is considered a base kibul. Rabbi Bachana said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that anitzei pishtan, bundles of combed flax, cannot be used as schach. If the flax was hutzni, unprocessed, it could be used. He was unsure about hushni, partially processed flax. Rabbi Bachana also was unsure how Rabbi Yechanan defined the term hushni. Did it mean daik v'lei nafitz, beaten but not combed, but tari v'lei daik, soaked but not beaten means hutzni? Or does tari v'lei daik also mean hushni? The Gemara leaves this unanswered and moves on to another discussion about schach. Yehuda said that susi v'shavtziri, ferns and certain inedible herbs, can be used as schach. And Abai says only susi can be used. Shvatziri are possible as schach because disari v'chayu, shavik lu v'nafik. They smell bad, and it will cause them to leave the sukkah. Similarly, Rav Chana bar Rava said we can use hizmi v'higi, brambles and thorn bushes for schach. But Abai says we cannot use higi because the nasir tarfayu, shavik lovanafik, their leaves fall off. And this bothers people, and they will leave the sukkah.